Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
Move them on. It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hello, Mr. Knee.
What's up, man?
Nothing much. Are you still a little upset with my April Fool's joke?
No, I got over it pretty quickly. Yeah, I did.
And now I'm watching my back of every corner I walk around
here.
Sure.
I made notes in the employee file.
That's for next year, though, right?
Oh, is it? I suppose it is.
Yeah, yeah. You said mine was done, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was last Friday.
And you know what? You got a perfect score yesterday.
Is that right? Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
It wasn't a fridge hanger, but,
no, but
close.
But truth, today's Hanko or Facto.
Yes.
Right? Hanko or Facto on this one. We now know more about knitting than we did yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Joanne did a good job.
She did a good job, yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad. So was I only canceled for a day? Or
I think so, right.
So was that non-pay?
Yeah, it's pending.
Great.
So all I can say is mind your knitting. Yes. Got to be careful. You know, that's a very beneficial rain out there today.
You know what? Huge, huge. So even though that I messed up our rain gauge, our Pratt rain gauge. So.
Well, just I left my boot out there. So let's just see what it caught, you know, and then we'll measure it from there.
Well, there's nothing alive in it right now.
No.
Anyway, how was your evening last night?
Yeah, it was good. I went and voted, as many did.
Good.
Got that done. And otherwise, we got canceled at Ithaca last night.
Yes.
Potosi Castle in Ithaca. And, you know, I was talking with Coach Danny Clary earlier in the day, and, you know, they were kind of a little bit on the fence, but it was the right decision because
You know,
it was really cold, but boy, when it was like a blizzard by 6:30, it was blowing across the.
But you know what? Yesterday morning, yesterday before the afternoon, what a gorgeous day out there, and it looked so warm and the sun shining.
No, when you went outside, it was
like ooh. So anyway, you made a statement that you know they couldn't have seen the baseballs with the snowflakes.
Not about 6:30 last night,
but that would have helped you. They wouldn't have counted it as an error way back when then.
Every excuse.
Exactly. You know? I'm trying to help you.
Coach Pampoo, the sun was in my eyes. Oh, the wind caught it. You know, those kind of things.
I caught a snowflake, Coach.
Right. The sky is too blue. I can't see the ball, you know. That white cloud up there. I lost it in that white cloud. You know, I mean, you always had to have something out
something.
There.
Something. Yeah, it was never our fault.
No. So, but
you never know.
Once in a while, it would come right to me. I'd get lucky. I could catch it. You know.
You hope?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I remember a buddy of mine caught one right on the cheek.
Out in the outfield?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not
Coach
good.
Was launching them from a, those old pitching machines that sit on the ground.
Oh, sure.
He would tilt that
launch
thing up.
Launch it. And phew. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do that, too.
Yeah.
They have them now that you can, it's almost like a slingshot
that
you can use.
But it's so much easier just launching those things in a,
whoom. Yeah, you got to be careful of that.
Yeah,
I heard some ruffians put a some sort of fruit through there one time.
Oh yeah, potatoes, stuff like that.
Yeah,
we used to do that all the time.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah, and golf balls too. If you golf balls,
oh, that would be that's dangerous. Don't try that at home, kids.
But again, this was the 80s.
Yeah.
Didn't care.
Well, you didn't have video on the phone where you could get incriminated, you know? But, the grapefruit, there was a unsuspecting batter taking batting practice.
Was that you?
No.
Are you the grapefruit thrower?
No.
You know about it?
Yes. But, he's sitting there waiting for and the grapefruit comes at him, and all of a sudden, right before it got there, it split, and it went all over his glasses. And, yeah. You know, again, that was 45 years ago, so I think the statute of limitations has worn off now.
I doubt it with you. They probably have a file over there of Phil Need do's and don'ts. That's probably what they made the school regulations out of.
Yeah, they might have. Well, oh, boy.
Yeah. So, in my search for Hank and Facto.
Or Hanko.
Yeah. So, planes, here's true or Hanko. Airplanes leave 1 to 1.5 pounds of rubber on the runway when they land, Phil.
You know what? I'm going to say that's... It's when they... Did you say when they land or take off?
When they land.
When they land, it's got to be true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. For some reason, I thought you said take off. But when they land, you hear the wheels actually come out when they hit the runway.
Oh, yeah. Americans eat over 1.6 billion gallons of ice cream every year.
Wow. That's just you, isn't it?
Well, 1.4.
Yeah. You know, I guess you got the backdoor pass to Utter Brothers down there,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, so, yeah. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true.
Wow.
Legos is the largest tire manufacturer in the world.
That's true.
It is true.
Yes, I've heard that.
Even though it's small, but they are the largest manufacturer of tires. Yeah.
Legos. I thought it used to be Matchbox cars.
Yeah.
I don't know if they don't. Maybe they don't.
But these are rubber, though. But Matchbox used to have rubber tires.
Back in the day, they were rubber.
Yeah, they were. But Lego, number one tire manufacturer in the world.
Wow.
Make more than Goodyear and Michelin combined.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I love Legos.
Oh, I do, too.
You can buy some of those kits that are really, really expensive, too. Yeah,
and I couldn't, I just hate to change tires on them.
I know.
They go flat.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Hey, what's the most number one item sold in Walmart? Do you know?
Number one item
sold in Walmart all over the world.
I'm going to say soft drinks.
No.
I don't know. Chips.
Single item.
Boy, I give up.
Bananas.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
1.5 billion pounds every year.
Well, at least people are buying something healthy,
yeah,
right?
Well, it depends on what you do with a banana. Put it in ice cream.
Well, that's true. Banana split.
I always have bananas in my strawberries. I haven't bought ice cream in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having strawberries and a little bit of banana in it.
That sounds good.
It is. So
I like bananas for my breakfast, as you know. But I love to put them, like, if we have pancakes or something. It's kind of a nice pancake
mm-hmm.
topping.
Yep.
A little peanut butter, maybe.
During the dynastic period in China, silver chopsticks were used by the ruling classes, who believed that chopsticks would turn black if they touched poison food.
That's got to be true.
It is. Death detectors.
Death detectors. Wow.
11 of America's states chose the African violet as their favorite houseplant, a plant that blooms year-round, Phil.
I don't believe that. I think that's Hanko.
It's a bunch of Hanko. The succulent evergreen perennial aloe vera is the favorite among 11 of American states, a plant that can survive for over 100 years. Now, that's an evergreen, Phil.
Yes, that is. Aloe vera. You can put it on your sunburn, too.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, aloe vera, yes.
Yeah, aloe vera.
If you have a pacemaker, you can request it in your will to have it donated to a dog after you die.
To a dog?
Let me read it again.
Yeah.
If you have a pacemaker, you can request in your will to have it donated to a dog after you die.
Oh, boy, that's so wacky. It's got to be true.
It's true.
I didn't realize that dogs need them. I guess they do.
People cannot donate pacemakers to other human beings, but take heart. They can donate them to dogs with cardiac issues.
Really?
Yes, I did not know that.
Did not know that. Well, that's interesting.
That should be a topic for Mark Jelinek.
Yeah.
On a Pratt chat. In 2023, Disney Pixar announced they would create a new animated feature film, a sequel to the 2009's Up, titled Down.
I'm going to say no, that's not true.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Hanko. Sorry to disappoint fans of the Doug the Dog, but that's a bunch of Hanko.
Yep. I was thinking they did do a follow-up to that, but I could be wrong.
You can put your score on that sheet there, buddy.
Well, looks like your time to refill your calendar again.
It's already done.
It's already done, and it's only April.
I know. The number of possible ways of playing the first four moves per side in a game of chess. All right. Can you guess the number?
What was it? The number?
The number of possible ways of playing the first four moves per side in a game of chess is how many?
100.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and read that number? 318 billion?
Billion. 979 yeah. million, 564,000. Oh, my.
Yes.
I would have not known that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. No. But now you do.
I was close with 100.
Yeah, well, you were close.
I was real close.
You were closer than I was. I didn't know you counted the moves in chess.
What?
Yeah. Cork trees are ready to be harvested after only 9 to 12 years, making them one of the fastest growing trees in the world, Phil. Is that a bunch of Hanko or is that a bunch of truth?
I'll say that's Hanko.
It is. You are on cue today. Cork trees must be at least 40 years old before being harvested, but they live up to an average of 200 years and may be harvested over 16 times within 200 years.
Oh, wow.
Put a cork in that, Phil.
There you go. That puts a cork in it today.
It is, my man. I appreciate it.
Factor Hanko.
But anyway.
You aren't cheating the kids umpiring somewhere today, are you?
Well, I hope not.
No.
If I am, I'll be there by myself. So
it's that that contest between the ducks and the geese, I think, today.
Yeah, quack, quack.
Yeah, there you go.
We got a quack back here. But
hey.
Hey, have a good day, everybody. Be kind.